Okay, well, greetings to Dave Johnson. He's our guest speaker this morning. We're so happy and grateful to have Dave. He's been one of our very best friends and mentor in New Kent. And Dave is always full of wisdom, and he wants to share with us some ideas that will just help us move ahead in a positive way here at this time of year. So, Dave, thank you for being our guest speaker on the call.
Oh, Jack and Karen, the honor is mine. And hi, everybody. One of the most wonderful things that just makes a life fulfilling and abundant is that probably pretty much what it all comes down to is really just relationships, you know, who we love and who loves us. That's what it all comes down to. And Nikan, it's a wonderful business, but really the way I kind of look at it, it's just kind of an excuse to make more friends and be part of a club. years ago, when I first got into sales, and I didn't want to get into sales, but just kind of the reality of how the world is set up, you need to make money, and I was getting disenchanted with some of the other things I was doing, and I had a really good friend get into sales, and I remember thinking, well, I know that's one thing I don't want to do. And as we kept in touch, 6 months later, he moved into a brand new house, and he was making more than an electrical engineer, which was where I was headed, and which I didn't want to do.
Uh-huh.
And so I just got thinking, you know, he's a good guy, I like him, but you know, he isn't that smart. If he could do that, maybe I could too. And the great revelation was the product was just commercial lighting, and it all came down to, you know, everybody needs it, and if you go out and just make friends with people and they like you, and if they need it anyway, they might buy it from you, and so that was a lot of what it came down to. And I over reading stuff, and I think one of the most important things you can do is read. And along that way, I came across a guy by the interesting name of Charles Tremendous Jones. That's where I first heard the idea that where you will be in 5 years depends on the people that you associate with and the books that you read. And, you know, just what a powerful thought right there. Now here's one of the things I think is really fascinating. Is if you really kind of get into the thought that really day to day everything that really counts is just our relationships. I think some of the best things that you can read is just gaining the skills of human relations, and this is something you can actually learn, because in my earlier life I was a social retard. I didn't really have a clue. I learned by just actually being out and meeting people every day with lights and reading and just hanging around good folks. And one of the things I'd just like to share with you, this is a study done by the Carnegie Institute of Technology. And basically, when it all comes down to it, since we're going to be talking about a business today, part of a business is to earn money. And I think that's just an obvious thing. Every business has some type of product or service that they deliver. And the purpose of that is to profit. But also, ideally, the purpose is to do good to others, and then make a profit. But this statement by the Institute of Technology of Carnegie, he said 85% of your financial success is due to your personality and ability to communicate, negotiate, and lead. Isn't that something? Shockingly, only 5% is due to any technical knowledge or prowess. I've seen that again and again in books and articles and studies where they followed people, and what they know technically has not much correlation between where they get in their life or their happiness overall. But human relations, that's everything. And so now here's another thing. I really believe when you look at Nikian, it was certainly true with commercial lighting, and I gave 8 years of my life to that. And I'll just interject here that it's a lot more fun story. I couldn't come up to a new business person and say, hey, I've got a new breakthrough. It'll revolutionize your whole business. It's called electric lighting. Talk to you. You know, everybody had heard of that. and it's so fun to have something that is just as proven as lighting, but they don't know about it yet. They haven't seen it. And so my attitude is, I like to kind of think in my mind that I'm back in elementary school, and I have something really, really cool to bring to school for show and tell. And I just know nobody's seen it before, and they're just going to go ooh and ah. And so much of that attitude I have when I share Nikian with people. I've got a neighbor that just came over to visit yesterday, and he complained about his back. Well, I ran in and got a couple of products and started rolling, you know, his back and stuff, and just left him with it, and he really liked it. So how about that? But so much of Nikian is the products. They really, really do work. What's left mostly is just getting our head right, getting our hearts in the right place, and our belief and our mindset. And so when inaugurating this new idea that isn't new at all, where we just think of what are the core attributes or activities, what are the fundamental things that if you practice them every day will change everything in your life. I just really hope you guys will buy in on this idea because you know the thing that is so profound about this business and everything that you do in life is that everything counts, and the success or failure, happiness or unhappiness, whatever it is, it all comes down to doing certain things a certain way, and then the power of recognizing the things that matter. And actually deliberately, methodically turn them into habits, and then just get yourself to do them effectively, and then do them day after day after day, and that's pretty much all it is. I've always told people that if you actually came to me and said I want to be your shadow, I want to follow you around, and just see what your day is like. Very possibly you would come away and just think, well, that was very unremarkable. You know, he talked on the phone. He visited a couple of people, showed him some stuff, you know, went to lunch with somebody, and you think, well, it was a nice day, but why are you where you are? I would just like to say that success is earned just one single day at a time, one step at a time. That is the most fascinating thing, that in the midst of a day, what is profound, though, is that one of those single steps through your day, you know, the decisions that you make one at a time, all those little things along the way add up. It's astonishing. I've seen again and again that one phone call can be transformational. one single meeting, maybe that meeting that you didn't want to go to, but you decided to go anyway. That meeting changed everything, and it's just the most fascinating thought right there. And so this idea that Charles Tremendous Jones first said it, you know, where you'll be in 5 years, the books you read, the people you associate with, what you put in your mind, your thoughts become you. And I was listening to a recent interview with the Dave Ramsey Entre Leadership podcast. I really recommend you subscribe to that and listen to that. But Lou Holtz, if you look him up, he said it the best. I've heard several different iterations of the Trail Tremendous. Well, Lou Holtz, a famous coach, a guy that has tremendous power of influence that can really, really get inside people and get them to do more. He said, where you'll be in 5 years depends on the books you read, the people you associate with, and your dreams. And I just thought, wow, now that is my very favorite one, because so much of our success is our imagination. And that is just kind of a really, really neat idea when you look at that. And if you can take your dreams and turn them into goals, like, okay, 5 years from now, where will I be? What if you actually deliberately thought, okay, I'm going to write down exactly where I would like to be, and then of course what you do is you break it up into what I need to do, and ultimately it's into what your daily activities will take you to. It's such a simple thing. One of my very favorite thoughts I listened to on a cassette tape years ago with Zig Ziglar, and he talked about how all of these feats that this Howard Hill could do with archery. He was the world's greatest archer, and he won all these contests. And he could literally do kind of the William Tell kind of stories. Shoot an arrow and go just dead center, take another arrow and split that arrow. Just an amazing thing. And then Zig Ziglar said something. He says, but you know what? I can outshoot Howard Hill any day. I can do better than him. And people are, kind of pausing. What? And then he just made this big hesitation for drama. And he says, provided you blind Howard Hill, put a blindfold on him, then I can shoot better than him. And then, of course, everybody's, and he says, well, yeah, well, how can you hit a target you can't see? And then Zig Ziglar threw it back, and he says, how can you have a goal? How can you hit a goal that you don't have? And that's the thing that he talked about, is he says, don't be a wandering generality, be a meaningful specific. And there's a book I really recommend you read. It's an amazing book. It's Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, and it's amazing. This book that it talks about a lot of stuff, but it all comes down to the fact that that success has to do with having specific hopes and dreams and ideals where people are moving toward that, and that unsuccessful people really don't have an idea where they're going. They just take a day at a time and drift. And that's the big word in there, is that most people are drifters. And so one of the things I'd like to share with you, and I heard this on a cassette with Brian Tracy, and I've listened to it over and over again because it really affected me. And this is a really powerful idea. And I just think about this a lot, and I hope you'll think about this. And this is kind of some imagination, if you will. and let's say somehow that where you're at, if you can close your eyes and imagine that you're in a spaceship, kind of like in Star Trek, and you just went through a time warp, and now you've opened your eyes, and you look around. It looks about the same, but here is what happened. Suddenly, right now, you're looking out there, and it's 5 years from today. 5 years from now. Now, at this moment, every dimension of your life is now perfect. every aspect of your life. All your dreams have been fulfilled. All your goals have been achieved. Now here's the really important critical question. What would it look like if 5 years from now your life were just ideal in every respect? Where would you be in 5 years? Who would you be with? Who would you no longer be with? What would you be exactly? What would you be doing? And of course, how well would you be doing it? How much money would you be earning? What would your position be in Nikan? What kind of home would you live in? What kind of car would you drive? What would be the level of your physical fitness? How about your family, your other relationships, your kids? How would they be doing? If your life were perfect in every respect 5 years from now, what would it look like? I think that is such a critical, wonderful, exciting question. Now here's the thing. I believe all of us are optimistic enough to believe that 5 years will surely come to pass, and there you'll be. but here's the thing that I think is so powerful, that if you are absolutely crystal clear about what your perfect life will look like in 5 years, now think about this. If you have it all out there in your mind, what it's going to look like, your chances of making that a reality, what would they go up? 1,000%? That it'd be huge. That they would just escalate. And here's the thing. Pretty much success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. So that's it. All successful men and women have a vision of their future. I've heard it said, a strategic intent. It's just such a powerful thing. Where do you want to be in 5 years, 10 years? Again, what do you want your business to look like, your life to look like? What kind of person would you have to be in order to be there? What kind of competencies will you have to do to develop? And going back to the Dave Ramsey and the entrepreneur thing, one of his podcasts, he talks about himself being, at the office, and he says he always just likes to eat lunch at the cafeteria of his office, and he had this one young man that was fairly new there say that he was going to make $100,000 that year. And of course, Dave, like all successful people, really are actually salespeople. If you want to really get good in life, just kind of, I want to get really good in sales. And sales isn't talking people into things that they don't want. Sales is just basically helping people be better and be improved. Coach is a good thing, but he says, okay, 100,000. Well, we pay 10%. That means you got to move $1 million of is what he has as seminars. Okay, $1 million. That means you have to do so much a week, and I know the close rate. Basically it's 1/4 of the people you talk to. So this is how many people you have to talk to every day. Are you doing it? And the kid said, well, no. And he says, well, if you do this, it's just a cause and effect. You got to do that. And this reminds me, I've listened to so many things, and a lot of stuff is stuck in my head. But way back before I got into Nikan, when I was really successful with another company before it went belly up, something stuck in my mind, and it was it was part of a nuts and bolts or a seminar. And it was by Jerry Meadows talking about all of this kind of stuff. A gentleman came up to him afterward, and he says, I just can't seem to sponsor anybody. Can you work with me a little bit? And he says, yeah, let's sit down and visit. And it was kind of like the Dave Ramsey moment that I just shared with you. He said, okay, you can't sponsor anybody. How many people did you talk to last week? And the guy said, well, actually last week that was kind of a rough week. I really didn't get out and talk to anybody. And Jerry says, well, we all have weeks like that. That's okay. Well, okay, the week before, how many people did you talk to? And the man hesitated, and he says, well, no one. And Jerry says, you know, this is fantastic. Do you realize that you're sponsoring 100% of the people that you're talking to? to me, it's so obvious, but it's just funny because I've done it for years and years, and I just think, okay, this really will work, and I think what a critical thing I'm sharing right now, because I think one of the critical things is Gandhi said it so well, be the change that you want to see. You know, what kind of world would this world be if everyone in it were just like me? What kind of business would my business be if everyone in it were just like me? And so, it'd be fun to sponsor somebody like Jack and Karen. You know, they're awesome. They've done well in everything they do because they do certain things a certain way. You were making a multi-hundred thousand dollar income in real estate because you were doing certain things a certain way, and you've taken those same best practices or whatever you want to call it, and mostly what it is talking to lots of people.
Yeah.
And I think one of the most fascinating things, and I really believe we're just moments from a breakthrough in Nikan, because one of the critical factors in making something work is how we get paid. The products, we've got the best products of any company, period, across the board. If you think in terms of just making a difference in people's lives, impact, products that are in the fastest growing segment of market, which is health, that's on everybody's minds. We have the power to do so much good because healthcare, which is more accurately referred to as sick care, is broken, and we can change everything. I was on the phone last night with a guy that he's been really dealt a really bad set of cards. I feel so for him. Just a young guy, still got kids, young kids, and he's been able to dodge so far a really bad cancer. But now he's got host and graft things going on and a lot of other stuff and just lots of pain and suffering. And anyway, I mailed him a roll of tape and a power chip. And I followed up last night, and he's so grateful, and it's working so well. And anyway, I think he'll sign up. But I'm talking to lots of people. We personally signed up two new people last week. Got a new auto ship customer. Valerie got a new auto ship customer. I just think in my mind, what would this business be if everyone in it were just like me? I get excited, and I also get excited if we could just get a few people to buy in. What would happen if everyone in Nikan just went out and sponsored one new person per year, every year? We'd grow. We would double every year, which would be pretty phenomenal. And I think, is that all it would take? You know, it is. So if we can get a lot of people to move and do what we ought to do, it's such a powerful thing. And of course, we're not going to get everybody to do that, but we could get quite a few people to really get serious. And that's why I really hope you'll buy in and share and commit to the core activities. And if you look at the little diagram that Heather put together, that's a kind of a tree that has the six activities. Four of those activities are essentially just working on your mindset, where your heart is and your beliefs. Because I really firmly believe that you put that right, kind of along that Carnegie Institute of Technology and all those other figures, pretty much success is just our own ability to communicate, our personality, who we are. You know, work on ourselves. The thing I love about that is this fundamental thing of personal development. That's the best investment you can make. You always will get a return on that in just overall happiness you can't have too many friends, and just going out with that. But once we get that in place and belief, then everything else is pretty much just the mechanics of going out and talking to people. And so I'll just run through that real quick. Read, something positive. Get into a book. I would recommend a half hour a day, at least 15 minutes. Read something. It's powerful when you read. Make notes. Make that book yours. Listen to something positive. I love that entrepreneur podcast that from Dave Ramsey. New episode every week. Put that on. Some stuff. Listen to it again and again. We've got a lot of good stuff that's audio through. Through Nikan, if you're an Amazon Prime or stuff like that, look up the great people, Jim Rohn, Brian Tracy, all of these folks. Darren Hardy, I just came across from the stage presentation of his book, The Compound Effect. I have him reading The Compound Effect, and it's on my iPhone. And so, if I'm riding my bike or I'm at the gym, I've got my headphones in, I'm listening to something positive. And I've been doing this for years. I've been eating every day for years and years. I take a bath every day or a shower. You do certain things. And you might say, I don't want to do that. Successful people do it anyway. I really don't enjoy flossing my teeth. But I do it every day because I like my teeth, Be true to your teeth, and they'll never be false to you. and so what you do is you just habituate the critical things, and so it isn't like I'm standing in front of the mirror before I'm going to bed and think, oh, do I want to floss my teeth? No, I just do it, and I recommend you do too. And I highly recommend that you read, listen, call your active upline every day. Make that commitment. And one of the things I think that's probably the greatest shortcut in any endeavor, if you want to learn to play the piano or ski, learn any skill, which also includes human relations and all of that kind of thing, find somebody that's where you want to be. If you're thinking, okay, clearly, this is where I want to be in 5 years, well, find somebody that's already there and get them to be your mentor and learn what they do each and every day, and it'll work. It will absolutely work. Let me just go back to light bulbs. When I started that, I was naive. And I didn't have a lot of social skills. I didn't know what to say or do, and it certainly didn't work when I went in and I just said, "Hi, I'm Dave Johnson. I'm with Northwest Industrial Lamp Company. Do you need any light bulbs?" And very nice, they'd say, "Well, no, I don't think so." I said, "Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much." And I went out and talked about, probably I made about 50 contacts a day just going up and down the street, because it didn't take very long. To say that, well, that wasn't very effective, and I've heard people say things as far as their script with Nikan, and it's just as bad, or maybe they say too much, let me tell you about my personal experience about Nikan. I got up in the morning and I just went into too much detail. Have it down. Marty Jeffrey and that I can. They do a lot of really good stuff on just what to say. Me in 30 seconds, your elevator thing. And Valerie was talking to one of her people that she's coaching, and she went to one of those network things, and she thought, me in 30 seconds. What could I do that would really catch attention? And so she decided to do her to go up and her 30-second intro, she would have it all with her sleep mask on. And she sold three sleep masks. So I don't know. I wouldn't have thought of that myself. But the thing is, it's all skills and attitude. you can become great in this business. There's no reason not to. All you got to do is learn what great people do, and you do the same thing, and you'll be great. If you do the things that a leader does, then you are one. It's just the neatest thing. All it is, it begins like in the book Think and Grow Rich. It all begins with a burning desire. If you want something enough, and if you want something enough where you're going to actually be thinking and have it in your dreams, where do you want to be in 5 years? And break that into where you want to be in a month, and do the things that will take you towards that. So look at those core activities. Make a commitment to it. And I'll just say again, it's success or failure is just your daily routines. That's all we have is this moment right now. And what are you going to do today? One individual day, you know, like if you eat really well or eat really bad, one day, you might not notice it. But accumulated over time. What if in your activities you hadn't exercised maybe for a couple of years? You just don't do that. And then all of a sudden you think, okay, I'm going to go to the gym at least 3 times a week. I'm going to always park the furthest I can from where I'm going. If I got a business I go to, I'm going to take the stairs. You know, if you just change that, could you tell a difference in a couple of weeks? I believe that pretty much anybody that just looked at you would see something different. And so I would also just say, if you start doing the things that matter with Nikan, would you notice anything in a couple of weeks? And of course, you'll really notice a dramatic thing in 5 years. It's such a powerful thing, what we do each day. And I just want to say with the new comp plan we're moving into, all of the other stuff, it's a chance to kind of mentally reset. In fact, I'm just going to start even doing it myself. People say, how long you been doing it? And I say, oh, well, 26 years, it's been wonderful. I'm going to say, well, I first heard of this 26 years ago, but they've just changed some dramatic things, and this is a chance to be on the ground floor of a 41-year-old company, and I'm running for it because we got something that people, the world, is just crying for. We need this, and I'm running for it because I think I'll be able to relate to more people that way because I want to relate to people. I think just mentally, this chance to begin again can be very, very exciting. And so let's do it. In fact, I'm telling people since I'm, it's a reality, and I'm glad I'm here versus the alternative, but it feels really weird to look in my wallet and I've got a Medicare card.
Yeah.
But my whole goal is to never ever use it.
Yeah.
Just say no to drugs. And we have a better way, we really do. But with that in mind, I am so excited to be doing Nikan. Because doing Nikan is some of the most powerful anti-aging medicine. Not just the products, but doing the business it just feeds my heart, my soul, and so here's my encore career.
Well, wow! Great stuff, Dave. I think you've given everybody a lot to think about, and if we'll just do all these things you've said and have that mindset and take action every single day, it's going to be a tremendous change. We'll definitely sponsor at least one person a year, and I think a lot more than that. So, wow, thank you. This our time that we've got set aside for this is up, and I really, really appreciate it. I'm going to unmute people. And so everybody, give Dave a big hurrah here.
All right. Thanks,
Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Awesome as usual. Thank you. Hey, you guys, you can do this. You really can.
We are.
Well, you are amazing, Dave, and you are absolutely a great example for all of us, and we're all focusing on being just like you.
Thank you. Sure love you guys. I just want to say, and you probably gathered this, that everything I shared with you, nothing was an original thought. It was everything I took, I borrowed from someone else. So,
well, yes,
you take it and you can use it maybe better than I have. So,
not only did you take it from somebody else, but you've done it over and over, and you've read your notes from what 40 years ago over and over and over again. So that is awesome, and we can all follow that too. Yay, Dave.
Love you guys.
Recorded.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.